This is Dial a Saint, introducing Saint Athanasius. Seldom does a person know what will lie ahead of him because of his determination to hold fast to the faith. In the case of Athanasius, the result of his commitment led him to become both one of the most loved and hated men of his time. Athanasius was born in about 297 AD in Alexandria, Egypt. The city of Alexandria was one of the largest cities in the Roman Empire. It had excellent schools, and Athanasius had good teachers, some of whom had experienced persecution under Maximian. Athanasius was attracted to the life of the desert hermits, and for a time became a disciple of St. Anthony of Egypt. At the age of 21, Athanasius was made a deacon in the church, and then secretary to the Bishop of Alexandria. But soon a scandal started to spread because of the teachings of a certain pastor of the church in the city. This priest, named Arius, said the Son of God was not eternal, for he was created at a certain point of time by the Father. This meant that Christ was merely the highest form of human person. Arius thought he understood the mystery of the relationship between Christ and God the Father, and used his church position to spread his opinions. When a council of bishops tried to explain the mystery to Arius within the context of the doctrine held by the Christian Church, he refused to change his ways. And so his errors were condemned, and he was warned to stop teaching or he would be excommunicated from the Church. He refused to change, was excommunicated, and moved out of the city, where he continued to teach and gather his supporters around him. At about this time, the rulers of the Eastern and Western Roman Empires, one of whom was opposed to Christianity, realized that the new religion could not be destroyed. They issued a proclamation from Milan, Italy, which both recognized and protected Christianity. Later, when Constantine I took over leadership of both Roman Empires, he was confronted by what he thought was only a small problem between the Arians and the Church. He called a general council of the church bishops at the city of Nicaea to review the teachings of Arius. The entire council condemned Arius and his teachings and published a statement of beliefs which are part of the Nicene Creed, which is found in the liturgy of the Catholic Church today. Shortly after the Council of Nicaea ended, the Bishop of Alexandria died, and Athanasius was chosen as his successor while he was not yet 30 years old. The Arian churchmen opposed Athanasius because they knew of his loyalty to the faith, and they convinced the emperor that the reason for all the unrest was because Athanasius was unyielding and inflexible. They falsely accused him of theft, aiding a traitor, and even murder. When the Arians created several councils with members who were sympathetic to the ideas of Arius, they hoped to find Athanasius guilty, thereby giving them an excuse to remove him from his see. At the hearings, he proved all their charges were false and cleared himself, but he could only watch as his fellow Orthodox bishops were driven into exile or replaced by others who were loyal to Arius. The emperor believed the Arians, and so Athanasius was exiled to a county in France, and an Arian bishop took over his see. Emperor Constantine I died after 2 years, and the new ruler, wanting to restore peace between the church and the Arians, brought back Athanasius and the other exiled bishops. But supporters of Arius spread more false stories, and he was forced to leave his people a second time. For 8 years, the Arians tried to create confusion and destroy the true faith which Athanasius had taught them. But such an uproar grew between those loyal to the church and the Arians that the emperor, fearing a riot, recalled Athanasius again. Upon his return, the bishop governed his people in peace for the next 4 years, until the Christian emperor was murdered and the new emperor, who was Arian, ordered Athanasius arrested. Soldiers broke into his church one night to seize him, killing some of the congregation and wounding others in the attempt. But Athanasius escaped unharmed to the safety of the hermits in the desert, where they protected him for 6 years, while the emperor's army searched the countryside in vain. The death of the emperor brought still another change in the politico-religious climate. Athanasius was returned to his see, but it wasn't long before the new Arian emperor, who began persecuting Christians, found that his real opponent was the bishop, who was so firmly orthodox in his faith. Athanasius fled for his life again, but this time his boat was overtaken by an imperial galley. He turned his boat to meet the ship, and was challenged by the captain to tell where the bishop was. He replied, "He is not far off. You must row fast to catch him." With that, the emperor's officers rowed on ahead, and Athanasius escaped. Later, his exile ended, and he returned to govern his people for 7 more years until his death in 373 AD. During his life as bishop, Athanasius had been exiled 5 times, which totaled 17 years of persecution, all because of his determination to believe, practice, and teach the true faith. Almost alone, Athanasius defended the faith against the political pressures of Rome and the heirs of the Arian Church. Like the apostles, Athanasius was used by God as a great instrument to secure and convey the truths of Christianity. We too are God's instruments. To be instruments for good, we must cooperate with His grace and pray that all our actions be in accord with His will. Thank you for calling Dial a Saint. Recorded stories about Mary, the saints, and other literature is available, as well as free handouts to share with friends. To receive these, you may leave your name and address, but please spell difficult words, or you may write to Dial a Saint, Post Office Box 228, Vienna, Virginia, 22183. A new saint will be introduced next Sunday. Thank you for calling, and please call again.